This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
It is Joy, and it's that time of the week again. Dean Arcuri. Have you got your passport ready?
Oh, are we going to need a passport? Where are we going?
We're going to the country.
Woohoo!
And, well, a member of our Mad Wednesday family. He's a cousin. He's a country cousin. Good afternoon, Damien Stevens-Todd. How are you going?
Oh, good afternoon. I'm well. But where's my theme music? I wanted a country practice again.
I know. I was wondering that. All right. We'll have theme music for you next. Dun, 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 dun.
I thought it was a little bit patronising.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe. All right. Next week, we're allocating. Dylan's responsible for the theme music for Country Cousins. So let's see what he comes up with.
Where in the world are you, Damien Stevens-Todd?
Today, I'm in Bendigo. The locals call it Bendigo.
Oh, love it. Well, this is Country Cousins on Joy, where we find out about everything that's happening for the LGBTIQ communities outside of the city centre of Melbourne, and we look at regional Victoria and beyond with you, of course. So why don't we dive into some entertaining fun that's happening? Who doesn't love a ball? I know I love a ball. Balls are fantastic. And I hear that there's a ball happening in Wodonga.
Indeed. It is the annual Sexual Diversity Ball this Friday night, the 17th of August.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It is. Start looking for your costume now. It's a great chance to dress up. There's punch on tap. Get your flair on. And, tickets, $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door. You're going to want to be there. They have a jumping castle and a live DJ.
Oh, my God. So that way you can wear sensible shoes but still dress up to the nines.
That's it.
Oh, and have a bit of a jump on the jumping castle. Gotta love it.
It's going to be a great night.
And I'm excited because a day later on the 18th, Trentham has gay drinks.
They do. Trentham gay drinks with an X, actually. Saturday the 18th at the Plough, the public bar at the Plough in Trentham, 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Simple. Get along there and have a drink and some food. Enjoy.
May I ask where Trentham is?
Yes, so it's over in the northeast part of Victoria, between Dalesford and Castlemaine and that region there. Does that sound about right?
I'm going to say yes, because I just go wherever I just type it into my phone, and wherever the SatMag tells me to go, that's where I end up. Now, of course, happening near Dalesford on August 24th, I love a bit of a talk. I love a bit of a chat about all things queer here and there. And I hear that during the Words in Winter Writers Festival, Ironbark Growing Up Gay in the Bush is going to be talked about with Jay Carmichael, the writer and editor.
Indeed. His first novel, Ironbark, as you probably know, was shortlisted for the Victorian Premier's Award for an unpublished manuscript in 2016, and his writing has been published by Beyond Blue and appeared widely in print and online. So get down to that event, as you said, the 24th of August in the Senior Sits Room, just by the Dalesford Town Hall, for a lovely afternoon.
I do love Dalesford. I think it's absolutely fabulous.
Well, I like Dalesford, but I love Ballarat. And there's coming up an expo in Ballarat, and we love volunteers, and there's a bit of a call out for them to get on down to Ballarat.
Now, this is the Express Expo, yeah?
Yeah.
It is, yep. Mm-hmm. The Sexuality and Lifestyle Expo in Ballarat on the Saturday, the 1st of September. What do you know about it?
Well, I know that's happening. We've talked about it for the last couple of weeks. But I hear they're looking for some volunteers. Now, this is great. So they're looking for volunteers. You know, I mean, but volunteering means you've got to give it your all. But they're a bit of an early start on a Saturday, like 8 to 11, and then you have a break. There's other shifts from 5 to 8. But you can basically volunteer your time to help make this happen. Now, this is the first time this event has happened before the expo, isn't it?
That's right, in Ballarat, yes. And let's hope it's a great day. There'll be lots of organisations there. Chill Out will be there. Club X will be there. Thorn Harbour Health will be there. Pole Dancing will be there. It's going to be a great day, hosted by Nelly Manelli, over 18's event. Check it out.
Wonderful. So if you the details of this, we'll put it up on our Facebook page as well. But if you think you can volunteer some time and you just want to lend a helping hand, this is the way to do it, because this is what makes all these regional events so fantastic, is volunteers putting their hands up.
Indeed.
And we also have Queer Connections, and I want to pronounce this correctly, Warrnambool. Warrnambool.
I mean, are you?
You've done well.
He's done all right. Don't compliment him too much.
It's in October. Who doesn't love a bit of Queer Connections? An open conversation about the issues faced for rural Queens.
Indeed. It's about building better bridges between different rural and metro queer groups. The event will be running on the 4th of October from midday until 3:30 p.m. A lovely afternoon event for you all.
And it's really important to have these kind of conversations, not just so we can bridge gaps, but so people can get better understandings for things as well, isn't it?
Most certainly. It is different to live in a rural and regional area, and that's for many reasons that often people don't understand. So everyone's welcome. Please come along, have a listen and contribute.
And you're welcome as well to us, Damien Stevens-Todd. We always love going to the country with you.
Absolutely. Now, if you were to find out any more of the details of those events that we've talked about or any other events happening in regional Victoria, or maybe even if you have one, you can get in touch with Damien via Country Cousins on Joy on Facebook. All you've got to do is go there. You'll see a whole list of events that are always shared around. It's a great connection to our regional LGBTI communities. And if you've got an event that you want to let him know about, just message that through. And of course, each and every week we'll be talking about these events here on Mad Wednesday with Country Cousins on Joy.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next week.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You can take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI functions and events, or help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Help this Joy podcast grow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.